Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. And today's episode, like so many of our episodes, was suggested by an email from a listener. Judy wrote to me in response to my recent episode on sodium supplements. If you missed that one, some influencers claim that the current recommended intake for sodium is actually too low and that we might be healthier if we got more sodium, not less. Well, after listening to that episode, Judy wrote, "I'd love for you to address the connection between sodium intake and osteoporosis. Before my own osteoporosis diagnosis, my diet was very high in both sodium and caffeine, so I was dismayed to learn that this probably contributed to my bone loss. No doctor had ever warned me about this." Now, Judy is correct that sodium and caffeine can both impact calcium metabolism. However, there's a lot more to this story. A high sodium intake can increase the amount of calcium that is excreted or lost in the urine, and caffeine can do the same thing. However, your body can compensate for some of these losses by increasing the amount of calcium that it absorbs from the foods that you eat. As long as your diet contains enough calcium, a high sodium diet is likely to have little to no long-term effect on bone health. Of course, it's not at all a sure thing that your diet does contain enough calcium. For women over the age of 50, the recommended daily intake of calcium is around 1,200 milligrams per day. And it is possible to get that much from diet alone. Some good food sources include dairy products, leafy greens, vegetables, especially those in the cabbage family, tofu, as well as calcium-fortified foods like orange juice or breakfast cereal. Keep in mind that even foods that aren't super high in calcium, such as grains, nuts, seeds, and other vegetables, still contribute to your overall intake. The typical American diet, which, as you know, doesn't come anywhere close to getting the recommended amount of vegetables, even so, still manages to provide an average of 250 milligrams of calcium a day, not counting dairy products. Many women also take a calcium supplement. However, keep in mind that more is not necessarily better. Unfortunately, we can't make up for the calcium that we didn't get earlier in life by taking more now. And when we load up our body with a lot more calcium than it can actually absorb, it can have some unintended consequences. There have been studies linking high-dose calcium supplementation with an increased risk of heart attacks or kidney stones, for example. For this reason, I recommend taking only as much calcium in a supplement as you need to close the gap between the recommended amount and your typical dietary intake. To get a rough estimate of how much calcium you're getting from foods, start with 250 milligrams as your baseline, and then add 250 milligrams for each serving of dairy, canned fish, tofu, Chinese cabbage, or fortified orange juice. Give yourself another 100 milligrams for any other cabbage family vegetables that you might eat. And it's not important that you get exactly the recommended amount of calcium every single day. If it's averaging out to your recommended intake, you're probably getting all the calcium you need. And if your diet is falling short, you can add a supplement. But once again, you only want to take as much as you need to fill the gap between your dietary intake and that recommended intake. So if you're averaging 750 milligrams of calcium every day, there's no need to take 1,000 or 2,000 milligrams of supplemental calcium. A 500 milligram supplement would do the trick.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Is it just me, or is it getting really hard to figure out the best way to save for retirement? Fidelity can help you find clarity so you can save the best way for you. With a free personalized plan, goal tracking, and timely insights, you'll be set to take on retirement your way. Get started at fidelity.com/future. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE SIPC.
Of course, calcium is not the only nutrient that you need for strong bones. In particular, vitamins D and K are critical to strengthening bones. Vitamin D is actually more like a hormone than a nutrient, and one of its key jobs is helping your body absorb and use the calcium that you take in. Your body makes its own vitamin D when your skin is exposed to sunlight. Unfortunately, what with clothes and roofs and sunscreen, we don't get as much sun on our skin as we used to. And you can also get vitamin D from fish and from milk or soy milk that has vitamin D added to it. Vitamin K, on the other hand, is found in vegetables like spinach, kale, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. Now, notice anything here? Many of the vegetables that I just listed that are high in vitamin K are also high in calcium. And that might explain the following mystery. Researchers noticed that people whose diets are high in vitamin K have much lower incidence of bone fractures as they get older than people whose diets are low in vitamin K. Aha, they thought, vitamin K prevents osteoporosis. And then later, we were disappointed to find that taking vitamin K supplements had no effect on fracture risk. But the folks with strong bones weren't taking vitamin K supplements. They were eating foods that are rich in vitamin K. And it just so happens that many of these foods are also rich in calcium, magnesium, potassium, and other bone-building nutrients. When it comes to building strong bones, even protein and fiber play a critical role. In other words, single nutrients do not prevent bone loss, but a nutrient-rich diet does. And finally, lifestyle factors also play a crucial role. Regular weight-bearing exercises, such as walking or jogging, as well as strength training, all help to keep those bones strong. And by the same token, sodium or caffeine don't cause osteoporosis all by themselves. However, if you're not getting the nutrients needed to maintain strong bones, these compounds can make a bad situation a bit worse. And because I know that bone health is such a pressing concern for so many of my listeners, I am teaming up with physical therapist Joanne Fagerstrom to offer a special bone health workshop on April 13th of this year, 2024. Joanne specializes in osteoporosis prevention and management. And in this workshop, we're going to talk about, and then we're actually going to do, the types of exercise that are best for strengthening bones. We're going to be talking about the nutritional considerations, and we will leave plenty of time for your questions because I know you've got them. And if that sounds like something that you or anyone you know might be interested in, you can find out more and register at nutritionovereasy.com/healthybones. That's nutritionovereasy.com/healthybones for our April 13th Bone Health Workshop. If you have a question on another topic that you'd like me to answer, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 443-961-6206. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast supported by a fantastic team, which includes Brandon Getchess, Nathan Semmes, Davina Tomlin, Holly Hutchings, Morgan Christensen, and Cameron Lacey. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie. And I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.